fucking me. I can tell by the way you in love with me. You can't get enough of me, yeah. Well, I guess it's looking like you stuck with me. Cause I got you sprung off in the springtime. Fuck all your free time. You don't need no me time. That's you and me time. We be getting so loud. That dick make my soul smile. That dick make me so damn proud. Lay your head down on a pillow. Turn the lights down real low. I want you to say my name. Close your eyes and let your feels go. Now you're getting real close. Baby, I am on the way. Now that I've got you right here, I won't let you down, down. Baby, it's just me. Don't be surprised, boy, when I bust it wide. I hypnotize you with this pussy. Now you feel like you can fly. I got you sprung off in the springtime. Fuck all your free time. You don't need no me time. That's you and me.
Welcome back to Vibrate Higher. I'm the one and only Queen Rich, joined by my lovely co-host, Lissa Renee. How was your day today, beautiful? How you been? You all right?
I am wonderful. And, you know, today is a great day. 32 years around the sun is always fun with a lot of learning to do. And so, you know, it brought me to a time, you know, that I really don't celebrate. But today I had a different, you know, emotion about it. Because I hate to be rude to people and be like, you know, stop writing on my Facebook wall, I don't celebrate it. Or just like, you know, brushing it off in that sort of way, because a lot of people, they don't see it as that. And so a lot of people have been telling me happy B-Day, happy birthday, happy Earth Day. I've been hearing a lot of shit today. And this one person in particular, he told me happy birthday. And it was funny because last year, we fell out behind this situation, and it's not that I wanted him to really, like, acknowledge my birthday. I didn't want anything for it. It was the acknowledgement that I wanted from him because he and I, you know, we were fucking with each other at the time. And he did not tell me until, like, the end of the day. He had a lot of shit going on, you know, whatever. But it made me not fuck with him, and I had not talked to him. Like, he had been trying to talk to me. He's still the last person I had sex with, but I just didn't converse with him behind that. And so today, again, I'm in a different mood about it. I'm feeling really good, and I made some infused chili last night, so I'm a little booted and I'm wavy. So, you know, I'm enjoying this higher vibe, and I'm ready to crack open some eyes and heads to some much-needed knowledge. But how is your day going?
Well, good. That's good. My day is going just fine. I'm not, you know, complaining or nothing. I need to go get me some cigars. One thing about it, made some spaghetti, you know, get that out the way. Something that the kids can eat on all day and got to be bothered. Really just laying up and cuddling and, you know, enjoying, you know, each other's company while we go through this little snow spur. I don't know how bad it's going to get, but yeah, we're getting some snow up here too. We can go ahead and jump into the topic of the day, which is human versus mankind. We chose this, you know, I get confused sometimes with it myself. I know a little bit of, you know, what we're jumping into today, but I will say this, that we've stated before, the language is disguised. A lot of things are hidden. Some words you think you know the meaning of are not true meanings. The meaning of hue is colored. So human is colored man. Mankind is similar to man. So mankind is similar to human. But to break it down a little further, I'm going to ask you, Lissa, to go ahead and alliterate on this for me.
All right. I would love to. So hue, H-U-E. As you stated, it means color or shade. And so hue, when you break it down, just H-U, it's pronounced as H-Y. And so it's it's a defecation of the word, of the first word, you know, first word ever. And so it's the word of creation that Autumn, not Adam, A-T-U-M, said to have exclaimed upon ejaculating or whatever you want to call it, busting up in his wife, and that was the creation of Enid. And so a lot of people, you know, growing up, we used to say this shit like, oh, you're a homo, you're a homo. A lot of people don't know that homo is a man, okay? It's a human, male or female, vassal human being, right? So mankind, when you get to thinking about it, it is the race or species of human beings in law, you know, females as well as males. So now let's get to kind, because I like to break the words all the way down. Kind, when you look it up, it will tell you that it's a group of people or things having similar characteristics. Well, that would make us all the same, or at least sound like it, right? Well, no, absolutely wrong. We're not created equally because we're not equal. And I'm going to tell you why. Not to make everything biblical. And for some, it's not biblical, it's science. And that's why I listed it, you know, today's episode under science, because when you read the Bible and they describe the characteristics of a kind person, the definition that they give is selfless, compassionate, and merciful, which we know white people are not. So when we speak on humanity, human, and mankind, I like to break it down as the humans versus the gods. And so we're clear, we were born, and you motherfuckers was created, but we're going to get into that a little later. So depending on how you put those words together, you could say that. But again, breaking it down, it would really be the humans versus the God, because we're just two totally different people. But those are, you know, the definitions of those words. And so, yeah, it just, well, I really wanted to get into what I was going to say, but yeah, take over. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay, because, you know, some people get confused about what the hell a homo sapien is, which is supposed to be a human being, but the whole thing, it breaks down in the DNA. Now, I know what our DNA is made up of. And I want you to tell the people what Caucasian DNA is made up of, if you don't mind.
Shit, animals? No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, sorry. As I said earlier, we are damn sure not the same. And a lot of people, you know, they say we have DNA, but we, people of color, whatever you want to call us, we have something a little bit different. We have DEA. And so, you know, I know you asked me to break that down, but, you know, I always got to find a clip. I actually found two because I wanted to get into, you know, the DNA and the DEA of, you know, one another, each other. And so I want to break it down in a way of how we are not the same, and why we are not the same. And so it's on the lines of what you asked me. And so they're going to break down what we have and what they have. And it's, I mean, in simplest form, it would be the animal tracings. But I want to get into this first clip. In this one, let's get into the how we are not the same.
Deep breath, people. I'm about to fuck your world up with this shit. Okay, so let's tie it all the fuck together, right? Let's take a look at the map first. So, first off, I want to point out the fact that this is the area of the Caucasus Mountains. Okay, it's this little tiny land bridge right here. Okay, this is the Caucasus Mountains. Now, you'll find out why that matters here in like a couple of seconds, but I want you to notice it's a heavily forested area, right? And it's right here in the middle of where everything goes Caucasian. From fucking here over, everything just goes Caucasian no matter where you go, right? And then from here down, it starts getting a little bit darker, a little bit darker, a little bit darker. And then here's the area where the people got migrated to from America, right? Where it gets super dark, right? But even
even down here, it's Caucasian. Fucking, that's where Musk is from, if I recall correctly, right? So everything on this side of the map, the entire fucking side of the globe, is nothing but an outspread of Caucasian people from the Caucasus Mountains right here in the middle of it, right? Okay, follow me here. Now, on my Caucasian side, we have the story of evolution. The story of evolution is that we came from the pig, the dog, the bird, the reptile, and the monkey, okay? That's why we have similar DNA with all of those animals that I just mentioned off to you, and why I told you that fucking pigs taste like bacon, and so do people, according to cannibals. And we still see remnants of this proof in our side, and only in our side. There's only people that have Caucasian DNA in them that get that long-haired fucking disease. I don't care whether it's people in India that have been mixed a little bit or just look dark as shit because it's bright and sunny out there. We've all got that side to us. Well, not all of us. Luckily, Rh negative, baby. So, back to what I'm saying. Now we're going to tie that in because this also goes along with my melanated side of ancestry, which, if you didn't know, is we come directly from the fucking gods, okay? And you're just gonna have to deal with that shit, okay? Because this is the story of creation that everybody seems to be running into, that everybody knows, that nobody's put all the pieces together to until right now in this fucking moment, okay? So we've got all these different animals. Why? Why is all these different animals on the Caucasian side but not on the melanated side? The reason behind that is because the melanated people that were created, right here in the most rich and fertile land full of the most gold in the entire fucking globe, the United States, where all of the Nephilim are buried throughout the mounds throughout the country in history.
So yeah, that was the first one. And again, he breaks it down, you know, dogs, snakes, well, reptiles, I'm not just going to limit it to snakes. Pigs and things of that nature. And again, they have Rh positive, you know, and that's a different, y'all, they on some different shit than we were. I feel like, well, upon reading just about their whole existence, the planet Mirai that they spoke of that they were originally originated from, they were so unfucking civilized that you fucking got kicked off that planet. The planetarians, they took you in, you know, promising, with you promising y'all didn't want no bullshit, but y'all came up with that same bullshit, and this is what we're dealing with in today's time, these type of people. And so in this next clip, with this, I love this one because when you really think about it, you know, the gods versus the humans, or however you would like to place it, you look at it as who has a soul and who's soulless. Because when you get to thinking about just all of the history that we're able to keep record of, white people do some soulless shit. Like, I'm not even trying to be rude, but, like, they do some very evil shit. And, like, that's unheard of. Like, you have to be evil. Like, you are a descendant of the devil when you do shit like that.
That's exactly what I was trying to explain to Baby, like I told you before. Like, I get confused even, you know, being where I'm at in my spiritual journey. But still, I told her that, you know, humanity, it all comes down to humanity. These people don't have it, and it's proof of it. Who the fuck burns bodies, children, mothers, cut babies out of stomachs hanging, and then take pictures and shit. All at a picnic, you eating and grubbing and shit, watching, smelling burnt flesh and all of that. Ain't no way you have a soul, period. That's some evil ass shit.
I agree, because, and that's why it ticks me to fuck off when people be like, oh, yeah, she invited to the barbecue. Did you bitches forget y'all used to be the barbecue? Alligator bait. Like, come on, like, and they tell you to let that type of shit go, but again, it's still happening today, and you just don't have no fucking soul when you do shit like that. And so I want to get into this second clip, and you probably already heard it, but I just want to get your thoughts on this one after it ends.
Read Rashad and your mom.
Your main human being races, alright? Caucasians, Asians, Mexicans, Dravidians, Arabs, all come from Nern in the six universe. Okay? Your God races, all the nations that are considered blacks or Africans or African Americans or Jamaicans, and all your Latino nations. Those are all your gods and goddesses, right? Now, if you look at our genetics, and you look at the genetics of the human beings, you will see two different things. Like I say, you look at our genetics, we have DEA, deoxyethyric acid. We don't have DNA, alright? We have nine series of what you call DEA strands. Whereas human beings, you only have six series, alright? We have RNA. Human beings, you don't have any RNA. We also have chloroplasts, all right? Chloroplasts is the same thing that plants have. Chloroplasts is the DNA of plants, okay? Who do you think named it a planet? We did. We called it a planet. It's like a double entendre. A planet because it was plant-based. This is why when they first came here, they had to cut so many trees down and destroy nature. It was plant-based, all right? Because we are plants. Right, so this is why it's called a planet. All right, on top of that, the T used to represent Tiamat, because Tiamat is one of the ancient names of Kai. Right, before we called the planet Kai or Kai, we were saying Tiamat, then Kai. Well, really Kai first, and then Tiamat, because this is the planet of the Anunnaki. Right, this was our second home to our headquarter planet Sirius X. Of all your black and Latino people that you see walking around here today and all your African lineages and all of that shit. Alright? This is our esoteric connection. This is why it's even called a planet. Alright? This is why the oppressors, when they started to take over our planet, when they started creating their factories, because they don't create anything because they are soulless beings. Right? And in order to be creative, you need a soul. That's a metaphysical thing. Without a soul, you will lack creativity. You will lack harmony and rhythm. This is why the food be bland. And this is why y'all ass can't catch the beat of music. Those are just two little things. This is why you're not as athletic as us. Fact. And we go deeper and deeper and deeper. All right?
What's your thoughts on that clip? Because I felt like he broke it down a little bit more. And back to the first video, just want to make you aware. In the video, you can hear him tapping, and he was demonstrating the areas of the Caucasus Mountains. And so the area that he was pointing to, it was the Turkish and Romanian area. And so just want people to be aware that's where all that extra shit came from. But once you hear Rashad Jamal speak, what were your thoughts on how he broke it down?
I love anything he breaks down because he really puts it in a form to where you can understand it. And I would recommend people go watch the videos that he did. I'm not sure if they even still up, honestly, but his YouTube channel. When he was just speaking on is exactly, you know, it's when they say all skin folk ain't kid folk, just because they dark brown and shit like that don't mean nothing. We have nine ether hair. That's one way to tell, shit, if you ask me. Now, if the hair ain't nine ether, what I mean is coiled. That straight hair that's like Indians, like it was stated, Chinese people, white people, that strand hair, dog hair, dog-looking hair. With dark skin over there across, you know, across seas where the sun is real hot. Now, you see these people and think, they, I don't know, some might appreciate, some might appropriate the culture. And you might think, well, damn, I didn't know we had, no, you have to start paying attention. But that's what I was mentioning, you know, in our notes about how he broke it down of what this planet was supposed to be or what it was before the chopping of the trees and stuff like that. Like, I seen a video mentioning Anunnaki, and I don't know how to pronounce all of them, but, like, there's different dimensions and shit like that. Like, this shit goes so fucking deep. It's like species. Like you mentioned before, the reptilians and shit like that. Like, this shit is real, and you ain't catching it because you're vibrating too fucking low.
Gotta
you don't
be.
Want to catch it. It's out here.
And then just with you speaking on dimensions, I want to go back to something else, but just you speaking on dimensions, I feel like a lot of people don't know, and they put it right in our face, like the lost world of Atlantis. Like, this is where we are. Like, do the research. It's all the facts are there. Like, it's there. But I want to go back up into when you were speaking about Homo sapiens, Homo erectus, and just, you know, those people. And so the Homo sapiens, Homo erectus, you know, that, well, Homo sapien, that is, you know, that's a human being. And then Homo erectus, that's an upright man. And one thing I love about them, they'll put the words backwards. So when you say them, you say them backwards, but you're pronouncing them forward, if that makes sense. But the Homo sapiens, it's so crazy. I be so deep into this shit. But they used to speak backwards, like kind of like what Mexicans do. You know how when they speak como estas and shit like that, but and they're asking,
right.
Words are asking differently, but it comes out how it should. And so the Homo sapiens, and then you had the Neanderthals. And so, again, they look the same. Like, we all look like people because we're supposed to, but we're not all the same. And so you had the Neanderthals, and then you had the Homo sapiens. And so once you do the tracing, I guess you could say that they would say our eldest ancestor would be considered, you know, a Homo sapien. But once you go and you do the research, you will see, it's just like with every being, you know, they have their own kind of like, they have their own animals. Like when you go to South America, North America, everything is just different. And so it was kind of like that's what that was. And so the Homo sapiens, they were upright people. You know, the creator made them into upright people, and where the Neanderthals were uncivilized, unintelligent,
right.
And that's the tracings that white people, Asians, Mexicans, those people still have tracings of those in their DNA to this day. And like Rashad Jamal was speaking of, the nine parts of the human soul. And so if you read the Bible, the Anunnaki, either one, you could really, if you really study it, you will learn them. And so in Sanskrit, this one of the oldest languages known, and I might mispronounce this shit because this is not my language, but it, you know how when you see something, it kind of resonates with you, so it sounds right. But I want to get into those and just speak of the nine parts that he was speaking of. And then I want to also get into the six that white people have. Well, not just white people,
okay. The
humans.
Right.
So the first one, you have Ket, which is the physical body. You have Sa, the spiritual body. You have Ren, which is your name, your identity. You have Ba, which is your personality. You have Ka, which is double or a vital essence. And then you have S-I-B, and that's the heart. And so then you have Shut, and that's, you know, that's the shadow. And so you have, the last one would be Sekhem, which is power or form. And so that's in, you know, Sanskrit, in Latin, which way you want to pronounce it. And so in the English, you know, version of it, they say that you have six parts to your soul. They speak for everyone, not just themselves. And so they're saying you have your sign, you know, astrology, which is basically your rising, yourself, your person, your being, whatever you want to call it. You have your name. They include the shadow as well. And then they have sight, voice, and emotion. And so those are the six characteristics of which make up their soul. And then, again, before that, that's the nine that make up ours. And just based off that alone, you have no spirit. Like, that's, like, number one. Like, fuck you just having six. You don't have a spirit. And that should bother a lot of people, and I feel like it doesn't.
Well, I don't think a lot of people know that. Like, people, I used to believe that everybody had a spirit, everybody had a soul, everybody had a conscience. But I would say, girl, okay, I was watching videos on TikTok, and I came across one that was like, I know I'm not the only one. Do everybody else hear, you know, something, a voice in their head, basically, which, you know, we know. It's a conscience, and that's, you know, basically telling you, we know right from wrong. You know right from wrong. You got something telling you, something in your head, a voice telling you, yeah, don't do that, or no, go this way, that type of shit, intuition and all that type of shit. Like, and it's actually people that didn't experience these things until they had a near-death, experience. And I could not believe that because ever since I was little, girl, and it's scaring me now because I'm this age, and I never forgot this day. My grandma was real sick, and something in my head told me, my little ass, girl, I'm like probably 5-6 years old. We walking in her house, and she's speaking to everybody or whatever. She's sitting on her couch, and she's speaking to everybody, and I'm like, well, we hope you don't die. Like, out of fucking nowhere. Why the fuck would I say that? And she actually passed away. And my brother, he used to terrorize me. And he would tell me that's why you killed grandma, girl. And I would fucking cry my eyes out. But me coming to age knowing now, like, damn, that was really, something was really telling me something was finna go wrong. And the way it came out was just, the way it was delivered from as a kid. It was just, you know what I'm saying? But, like, it's spooky as fuck. And it's kind of like senses. We supposed to all have six senses and stuff like that, which, I mean, I don't doubt. But that just took me to a whole nother level. The way you just broke that down, like, that just took me to a whole nother level. It all makes sense now.
And you know what? They tell us that we have six, and I'm not going to get into it today because, again,
please.
It could just be me and my reading that I do. But we have more than six because what you spoke
right.
of is not a normal sense to have. And you spoke on, you know, just having a conscious and, you know, the video that you saw on TikTok. And I saw that same video. And when I first started my spiritual journey as an adult, like, I used to say a lot of things. And a lot of people would get upset with me because it's kind of like you do have to be cautious with that information that you're putting out there, although you want everyone to be enlightened or to walk this certain journey. When you start speaking of things, you start getting on certain lists, like the government watch list. I'm already on it, but you just start getting flagged and you start getting looked at differently. And so I watched that video, and it's what she's saying when she's – I don't know if you watched the female one with the short hair. But I seen one where she was saying, you know, when you don't tell people about the voices that you hear in your head. Because not only do soulless beings not have those voices to tell them not to do wrong, they don't even have them to tell them how to do right. And so I remember as a kid, you know, I used to be into the same shit that I'm in now. I was trying to, you know how when you're a parent, you tell your kids, come talk to me, tell me anything, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really just trying to vent, not with my mama, because I already knew she was kind of scared of me because she really don't play no shit like that. But my great-grandmother, she was a soothsayer, and like she didn't have any legs, so I would just lay up in the bed with her, and she would just tell me all these stories. She would just, you know, tell me all these jokes, and so I picked up on all of that. And so when she passed, it's like what you said. It was, I fucking felt that shit. I didn't know what happened.
Yeah.
I knew I had lost somebody. And then when I got to thinking about it, I said, that's my grandma. You know, I was way on the other side of town. And I could just feel like the moment she died, it was just like the black swan on stage when she just, when she felt it. It was, you know what I'm saying? It's like tapping into somebody else. I just was like, what the fuck? And then my mom, she came home screaming, crying. My brother, he was the one that found her. He was a kid. But I just felt it, and I knew she was going to die. And so after she died, I kind of took it hard. And so my grandmother feeling like she was doing the right thing, trying to be the backbone of the family. She told my mother to give me in a counseling. I needed to talk to somebody and all this extra shit. So when I'm going to counseling, I'm in the fourth grade, I'm going to counseling, and I'm trying to tell him about the voices that I'm hearing. And it's not like, sometimes the voices would be on some tear this shit up, but most of the time it would just be on some tapping into nature shit and me not knowing how to channel it because, again, I'm 9 years old. I don't know what to do with this shit. And so I'm telling him just about everything that I'm feeling, me trying to be telepathic because I studied, like I was really trying to move shit out in that country, like, and I would just see things out there that I knew it was magic. And he was telling me, you know, it, magic wasn't real. What I was hearing wasn't real because people don't hear voices. When you hear voices in your head, that usually signifies that, you know, something is wrong. And sometimes to help with things like that, they put people on medication.
Mm-mm.
And I'm telling my grandma, what this man is saying, and she's like, yeah, maybe you need to get on some medicine. But, again, as you get older, you start to, you read and you go through these spiritual awakenings and you realize that all these people are not like you. And a lot of people be like, well, don't talk to yourself or, oh, it's okay to talk to yourself, just don't answer yourself, you know? But, like you said, it takes you to really tap in to know that everybody does not have a conscience. Everybody, shit, they don't know. And I feel like not that you just need to stay away from people like that, because I feel like they help you, you know, understand your journey or whatever it is you're going to go through in this realm. But sometimes we got to keep certain things to ourselves because they are here to take us out. You start telling people you hear things or you know this and this, I promise you, they're going to be looking to put you in the state hospital or kill you off.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying, girl. You know, I had to go through Helen Farabee and all that for counseling and shit like that, you know, as a stipulation, But at that time, I really felt like I needed it and turned around and was like, you know, groomed by my fucking counselor. I'm an adult now. I ain't going to say I didn't, you know, go to Taco Bell sometimes with them and shit like that. But anyway, that's what really, like, no, for real. Like, I was in there really trying to, you know, figure shit out, and it's just not up to nobody outside of you, man. It's really not. You run into these entities disguised as people here to so-called fucking help you. And you wind up getting misused, mistreated, and all that shit. So, yeah, you're right. Don't share the fucking information with these people. Now, the only reason why we do this podcast to let y'all drop this knowledge to y'all is because we ain't scary. We know how. We know how to use our weapons and shit like that. Like, we ain't scared. We know. We know what it is. But it's up to y'all to tap in the fuck. And start to get into this shit, because the shit is real. It's not just 3D out here, baby. It's 4D, 5D. Man, tell them something, man.
And it's so funny you said that. I want to double back on two things you said, but it's so funny you said that because a lot of people are experiencing, you know, these 3D, whether you're living in the third dimension, experiencing the fourth, or living in the fourth, experiencing the third. And my kid, she is on her own spiritual journey, and she one day she got up and she had these scratches on her, and she was just freaking out because she was like, she was telling me about the dream she had.
Oh,
and
shit.
When I talk to them, I try to be honest with them, but they're like, Mama, you scaring me. Mama, stop saying all this stuff. Then people going to be trying to kill you. They worry a lot. And so I would just be, I try to tell her, you know, that it's possible. Everything that they told you wasn't true, whether it was magic or we're the only beings or whatever the fuck they said, everything they taught us was a lie. And so when
that
she did, I just, shit, I don't know what that was.
That was indoctrination.
Oh,
you know exactly what the fuck it was.
Yes. That's why I was just, yes, right when you said that, I was like, wait a minute, that's what that was.
Yeah,
but,
you know what the fuck it was.
And I don't want that for my kids. I can't take it because
exactly.
it fucks you up. And a lot of people don't know, and I'm not trying to get off topic, but a lot of people don't know that when you walk this spiritual journey, that's a fine line. Spirituality and schizophrenia, they run right by each other. It's like the spiritual in the living world. It's right next to each other. I've seen some people have a spiritual awakening and ain't bounced back from it because they done been taught that the shit that they always thought was real was not, and when they see it firsthand and they experience it, they don't know how to take it.
Yeah.
And that shit sucks because you have to be mentally prepared. A lot of people think, and it bothers me, these wannabe fake-ass, happy spiritual people. You must still be caught up in religion. Spirituality is a beautiful thing, but we know with beautiful comes a mess. It comes ugly. It comes good. It comes bad. It comes in all forms. All of this shit ain't good. So if all you think spirituality is good, you're on the wrong path. And I can't tell you which one to walk, but I'm telling you, this life is not for the weak because you see shit that you – have you ever just – I'm going to tell you this time because I really – this woman, she really pissed me off because it really took me to see this shit with my own eyes to believe it because, I was walking this spiritual journey, and, I believe what I'm, you know, what I'm reading or what I'm researching or whatever the fuck I'm choosing to believe in. But sometimes when you see that shit, it's unreal. So I'm in the dollar store, same dollar store I had to tear up not too long ago, and this woman, she came to me out of nowhere. She said, can I pray for you? Oh, Lord, this was right when I was leaving religion. Didn't want to deny her, you know, the chance to pray for me, not trying to miss no blessings. Where she fucked up at, she hit me.
What's
right
she
there.
Say?
She touched me. She touched me. When she placed her fucking palm on my third eye.
Nuh-uh.
Bro, I tell people all the time, I feel like I would rather be punched than to be touched there. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, even in church, like, you cannot double cross. Don't cross me. And I'm going to let you double cross me, but you're going to have to space it out. But you're not going to hit it. And she did that shit. Immediately, I started feeling so fucking weak, bro. This bitch started speaking in a tongue that I did. She started speaking.
Oh,
you know, I don't know if you watch Harry Potter. This hoe started speaking. What is it? Slither? What the fuck when he started talking to that snake? Like, she started speaking in a tongue that I never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, when I tell you this bitch put a curse on me so thick, I don't play shit like that. And her eyes fucking shifted. No, this is right. This is like, again, this is right when I'm leaving religion. It wasn't I wasn't just too tapped in to just be like, no, we're not playing that.
But I'm
telling you, when she first touched me, I didn't want to be touched there. Like, I've never wanted to be touched there. When she started speaking, we right in the middle of the aisle. She was like, the Lord just has it on my heart to pray for you today. You know? That Miss Hill shit, that sweet and evil shit.
Yeah.
It was. And when I tell you, I seen that firsthand, and when I seen her eyes shift, that's what really fucked me up. I got back home, and I called Marvin. I'm like, hey, have you ever heard of this? Because I didn't want to just sound too weird. And he was just like, this. And I started reading up on that. Oh, I don't fuck around. Like,
it's really real.
Yeah. Yeah, and they out here to get us.
That just put me in the mind of when I used to try to force myself to go to church and stuff. Girl, tell me why. They asking people to come down to the altar to pray and shit. Girl, I can't even talk. I ain't even supposed to be speaking on this. But the man done put his hand on my shit, and I fake fell and acted like I felt it. I didn't feel shit, girl. I was on that slow land there, clean sleep. Talk about just why. Like, that shit never affected me. You know what I mean?
It don't.
Don't. Yeah, you gotta just know.
It just shows how soulless. Exactly, but it shows how soulless that they are, because if we are, you know, religion, if we're gonna be biblical, why the fuck would you use your Christ, the Christ that's supposed to love and save everybody, to put a curse on me? Like, y'all do evil shit like that. But it's funny you say that, going back to church, because this girl, I remember we was in church one night, and I don't know who the girl is, but she was there with Novus, and it was his girlfriend at the time. And a pastor was praying over her, Pastor Miller. He prayed for her, she said, because she'd been having some abdominal pain or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And he prayed for her, I'm going to place my hands on your stomach, blah, 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 blah. We're going to take this pain, God's going to take this pain. He is praying. He putting the praying on her. And by the time I get up this prayer, you're going to be healed. That's what he told her. he said, all right, and I'm going to let loose because God is going, he's going to release a healing. He moved his hand up that girl's stuff. He said, now how you feel? You feel healed? She said, no, I'm still hurting. Girl, I'm fucking, I got in trouble. I laughed so fucking loud. Like, quit playing in this fucking church, man.
No,
he said, you
got
to give it some time. You got to give God time to work. No, well, I'm sorry. And I know that was off topic. But, man, that shit is funny.
It is. It really is.
I'm sorry, y'all. Back to the reptilians. Well, back to just the humanity. I'm sorry.
Yeah, definitely. Like we were saying, different shit exists.
I wanted to know, did you know that sharks are scared of dolphins?
I did. Dolphins are fucking
like
aggressive.
So
everybody
fucking
thinks they're so cute and cuddly. Dolphins are fucking aggressive.
But
they,
you
just
know,
don't
what?
Bite humans. Huh?
They bite humans. They don't bite the gods. Back in the day, before the first humans existed, they thought of the gods and goddesses, you know, as sky, water, you know, those were the first living beings. And so dolphins, they also were considered to be, you know, gods and goddesses. And so when we speak on the terms of gods and goddesses, and you see those, like, even on SpongeBob, where you see that king down there, the dolphin that's the king, when they're going to the Lost Atlantis and shit like that, they symbolize that with, exactly, with spiritual beings, because we have a connection with them. And I think that's amazing because, again, just with everything that's out there, I can't see how people feel like we would be the only beings. Like, again, like I said earlier, they had advanced technology before we were ever thought of, before time. And so why the fuck would there be all these planets and we be the only beings? You see how they're trying to come out with it, like they're researching it, like they didn't already know this, because they already knew this shit. But they're researching it as if they're finding life on planet. Why the fuck would there only be life on this planet when planets are living organisms themselves?
Think about it like this, okay? Hear me out. You know how Earth used to be carbon-based, and that's why, you know, carbon is in the blood and we are of the planet, right? mm-hmm. other, what is it, other planets, you know, have species there that can only breathe this certain, I don't want to call it air, but whatever, fuck. It is there. So why exactly what you mean, what you're saying? You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't it be other species? We are for Earth, so there's got to be species for Mars. There's got to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just, NASA is a fucking lie. But I ain't going to get into that. But do you get what I mean?
Most definitely. And I'm glad you said that because there's an encyclopedia. Don't quote me on the year. I might fuck this up. I want to say 1853, but it could be a little bit later than that. But there are, it might be 1853 or 1953, whenever, right before NASA, you know, came along, there were books that showed the other dimensions. A lot of people don't know that. And it's so fucking fucked up because they tell people it's 8 planets in our solar system, right? So that's a fucking lie.
Right.
We've never been the only motherfuckers on Earth or any other planet. Again, like you stated, that's why they're where they are. Because in doing some more research, there was a saying, well, they were saying that we all used to actually fly together. And this is before the creation of white people. But whether it was the Greek mythology, whatever you've heard, it was said that we were all connected, and due to, like you stated, everyone needing their own different type of atmosphere to thrive in and on, we separated. And so that's why we're so spaced out. But when you think about it, it's paper thin. It's not even paper thin because it's right here beside us. I just feel like there's every, like, planet's orbiting around us right now as we speak.
Yeah.
And so after, you know, everyone was there together, what really fucked it up was Satan, the devil, you know, really needing a race for himself, and that's how the creation of the white people, you know, happened. And so when you think of the devil or who is Satan, that's y'all Christ, just so you're aware. That's the Christ that you serve. But now we know that they use, you know, pigs, snakes, rats, and other ungodly creatures to mate with. But that was the ending of civilization. And when, you know, once you look back at it, again, like you said, there are other planets that exist. That's why we're seeing what they call as aliens. And when you think about it, they needed a place to thrive on because of the way that they were made. A lot of people, you see this shit and you think that an angel was beautiful. Well, you must then read the description. So,
right.
Of course, you got to have other planets for creatures and other beings of some sort. And I feel like there's life on all of the planets. There's not just 8 planets. I mean, there's thousands and thousands, and they know it.
Yeah.
And so from the Pokemon characters, Batman, Aquaman, anything they've made a movie about, it has some truth to it, especially, like, you know, the shit like Transformers and shit. We are not the only beings.
Yeah.
There was advanced technology before us, and it's only going to become more advanced.
It's all broken down into, like, different governments, just like how the United States is. Like, there's governments to this shit. Like, somebody, I always got somebody to answer to. Believe it or not.
I agree. And so, you know, just with this whole topic, I just want people to, like, really just consider facts. Really do your research. And, again, I can't tell you who to stay away from, but you don't want to be around no soulless motherfuckers. definitely don't want to tie yourself up with people like that, because you close your eyes more. You know, you believe the trickery. And a lot of people do not know that. And so with clones being around, you know, before us with the advanced technology, a lot of people don't realize that everyone on this earth, this realm that we're in, is not even human. They're not real. Human, a spiritual being, they're not none of it. And y'all just need to open y'all fucking eyes, because, I mean, it's right in y'all face.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to have to do a topic on mermaids, because that's a part of it, too. Mermaids are real.
I agree. And that's why they're going and they're bombing the fucking ocean now. Because now that there's TikTok, people are putting this shit out there, and we're getting to see it in real time, and they're not liking that shit.
Yep.
So we definitely got to do a topic on that as well.
I have a theory on mermaids.
Let me hear.
Okay, so the theory is that mermaids are the witches that were burned for doing voodoo and banished.
I'm curious to know how you came up with that theory. And I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just curious to, you know, I wanted to see how you came up with that. I've never heard it. That's why I'm asking.
Well, because where did they go? Because, you know, that's what really happened to so-called witches or people who practice voodoo and things like that. They were thrown off the so-called ships or whatever the fuck they say they did. I'm just saying, I think that because, I mean, girl, the sirens, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. And they look like it to me. I don't know. They look like witches.
Well, you know, when you read about it in Greek mythology, and again, not saying that I believe that, but I feel like in order to get truth of a story, you have to blend all of the stories together to depict what's truth and what's a lie. And so, you know, with Poseidon, he, you know, kind of like a fucking mermaid, like Aquaman. And so it's kind of like the three, like they say Jesus Christ is the three, you know, you got the Son, the Father, the Holy Ghost. And so in Greek mythology, you had Poseidon, you had Zeus, you had Hades. And he was a fucking mermaid man, merman, whatever you call him. And so I don't know about their creation, most definitely going to have to do some research on it, but I do know that they exist. There's not nothing that I really don't feel like doesn't exist. I mean, not to say I just believe in everything, but all the shit they told me was not true. I know it's true now.
We
definitely going to have to do a topic on that.
Self-knowledge, self-talk, self-educate.
We do. And I feel like here on Vibrate Higher, we do that work for you. Not to say that, you know, y'all lazy, but I feel like we do a good job at keeping everyone alert, you know, up on need-to-know knowledge. So, I mean, if you don't want to do the research yourself, most definitely you're more than welcome to check us out, because 9 times out of 10 we'll be saying the shit that y'all scared to say anyway. So, I mean, shit, if you're not going to do the work, tune into the show. But before we go, I just wanted to see, Queen Rich, did you have any, you know, any words, anything else to add to tonight's show or today's show?
Well, shit, not really. I think we dug in enough for me to go on, and you gave me more shit to go into research on, really. And, shit, I'm definitely satisfied with that. You care to say anything else, or you ready to close this bitch out?
Well, we got about like 5 minutes left, but I have no other words. Just I don't know, this topic really kind of like put me in a different zone, because it really fucks with me, because sometimes, you know, I do say stuff as people should know, but you always bring me to the realization that a lot of times people just don't know. It's not that, you know, they don't want to know shit. Sometimes people can't help what they're ignorant to. And so I just want to thank you, because now in my head, I'm hearing it, and it's just kind of like, maybe I could work on my delivery, but I feel like everyone has a job to know themselves. And we got to get out there and do it, because these people have been trying to kill us since day one. And we go under this, you know, this label of being Black and Negroes and shit like that. And that's why they kill us. Cause once they say, hey, you're Black, once you label Black, you're dead. Like, seriously, they have rights to kill you because you are not their kind. And that's going into another subject, but I just really wish people would learn this shit for themselves. But that's all I wanted to say. I feel like today was an amazing show. Definitely something to research on, and we can definitely backdoor on this another time, because I definitely want to get into those mermaids, because you put something else in my head. So we're going to go ahead and close out for today. And again, it was a wonderful episode. I thank all you beautiful people for listening. I thank you, my wonderful co-host. Today has been an amazing day, and I'm about to go get high. So I will see you beautiful people later.
Girl.
I take a thank you all. Time, watch the memory, the world is mine.
If I rule the world,
imagine that.
I free all my stars. I love them, baby. Black diamonds above.
Could it be, if you could be mine, we both shine.
If I rule the world,
still living for today and these last days of time.
The way to be. Paradise life relaxing, Black, Latino, and Anglo-Saxon. Armani exchange the range, cast, Lord Robert Shabazz, free at last, brand new whips to crash, then we laugh in the iller path. The villa houses for the crew, how we do, trees for breakfast, dime sexes have been stretches. So many years of depression make me vision the better living, type of place to raise kids in. Opening eyes to the lies, history's told foul, but I'm as wise as the old owl, plus the gold child, seeing things like I was controlling, click rolling, tricking six digits on kicks and sticks. Still holding trips to Paris, I civilize every savage. Give me one shot, I turn trife life to lavish. Political prisoner, set free, stress free. No work release, purple M3s and jet skis. Feel the wind breezing.